אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום אוסטרליה. Israeli civil authorities are on high alert, along with the army, after a clear Iranian threat to attack Israel directly in the very near future. Local authorities and the Department of Education have been issued directives on how to prepare for an extended interruption to normal life should Iran directly strike against Israel and cause problems including to electricity supplies, internet and other services. The army has warned reserves who were previously given later dates for their re-engagement that they may be called up this month. The threat led US President Joe Biden to issue a warning to Iran and to state that America's commitment to Israel's security is ironclad. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday spoke by telephone to his Chinese, Turkish, Saudi and European counterparts to make clear that escalation is not in anyone's interests and the country should urge Iran not to escalate. IDF spokesman Daniel Hagari said on Thursday that civilians should continue to follow the existing and unchanged home front command guidelines and remain vigilant. The constant attacks on the north of the country by Iran's proxy Hezbollah have intensified in recent weeks. Israel has responded by hitting Hezbollah sites, especially rocket launching sites, inside Lebanon and Syria. Tens of thousands of Israelis in towns and cities near the northern border with Lebanon and Syria have been evacuated for the past 6 months due to rocket attacks, and some of the affected areas have suffered heavy damage from regular missiles. The Prime Minister's office said this week it's working on securing a budget of 6.5 billion shekel for the years 2024 to 28 to rehabilitate and invest in the area, including for security and social needs, agriculture, economy, and strengthening municipal authorities. The plan also includes a promise to construct a university in Kiryat Shmona, a proposal that was made before the current round of hostilities with Hezbollah. The lack of progress on a deal with Hamas to free 134 hostages captured on October the 7th that they still hold has led to increased tension in Israel and pressure on the government from families and their supporters. Television reports on Thursday said that Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar is delaying reaching an agreement on the return of hostages, something that would bring relief to the civilians in Gaza as it would include a ceasefire, in the hope that Iran will attack Israel. Israel has proposed a deal that provides for the release of 40 living hostages in a humanitarian category, women, children, elderly and the ill, in return for some 900 Palestinian security prisoners during a 42-day truce. Hamas has claimed it can only locate the hostages once the ceasefire is in place. Last Sunday, the day that marked 6 months since the Hamas invasion, tens of thousands of protesters gathered opposite the Knesset to demand that an agreement be made. The slogans included the cry that 6 months in Gaza is 6 months of hell and that the time is running out for the hostages. Reports in the New York Times say that the US government believes that most of the hostages have been murdered, and increasingly here there is concern that few of them will return alive. On Thursday, several hundred protesters, including some families of hostages, protested outside the Prime Minister's house in Jerusalem, demanding that the military operation not slow down until there is complete victory over Hamas, regardless of the hostage situation. The question over if there is a timetable when the IDF will attack Rafia, according to the Prime Minister and Defence Minister, the remaining bases of Hamas in Gaza, was even more uncertain this week after Prime Minister Netanyahu told Israelis that there was a firm date for the offensive and Defence Minister Gallant denied that a date had been set, following which an army spokesman said that there was a deadline for the operation to be ready but not implemented. The UN Security Council on Thursday acknowledged Israel's pledge to open more entry points to allow humanitarian aid into Gaza, but says that more should be done to help civilians in the besieged Palestinian territory. In a statement, Security Council members took note of the announcement by Israel to open the Erez border crossing and allow the use of the Ashdod port for aid deliveries into Gaza, but stressed that more should be done to bring the required relief to the scale of needs in Gaza. On Thursday, 470 trucks of humanitarian aid entered Gaza from Israel, the largest daily number since October 7th. A lone protester, whose relative was murdered in Gaza and her body not returned, tried to stop the aid trucks crossing into Gaza. The coordinator for government activities in the territory says it's unable to transfer additional aid into the Gaza Strip via the Kerem Shalom crossing because the contents of some 600 trucks are waiting on the Palestinian side for pickup. IDF's military achievements this week included targeting and killing the three sons of Ismail Haniyeh, Hassan, Amir and Mohammed, who were killed after the car they were driving in was struck in Gaza City's Shati camp. At least three of his grandchildren were also killed. According to the IDF and Shin Bet, Amir Haniyeh was a squad commander in the Hamas military wing, while Hazem and Mohammed were lower-ranking operatives also in the military wing. The IDF said the trio were en route to carry out terror activity in the area of central Gaza when they were struck. The targeted killing was not approved by the War Cabinet, but was purely a military decision based on an opportunistic situation. There was concern that the action may have hardened Hamas's decision not to respond to the Israeli ceasefire offer for the freeing of hostages. The IDF says it has carried out a pinpoint operation in Gaza City's Shajaya neighborhood over the past week. During the raid carried out by the Gaza Division's Northern Brigade, troops killed numerous gunmen and destroyed sites belonging to Hamas. Also this week, Nasser Yaqub Jaber Nasser, according to the IDF and Shin Bet, the man responsible for funding a significant part of Hamas's military activity in Rafah, was killed. Turkey on Tuesday began a trade war with Israel, banning export of products, including building materials, to here and refusing imports. Other countries have imposed various bans on Israeli products since Israel began its ground offensive against Hamas in Gaza after their 7th of October attack, but those are unlikely to have any effect on the economy, unlike the Turkish threat, which could have a serious impact on construction. The issue of recruitment of Haredim to the IDF became even more complicated when a number of prominent rabbis signed a letter that seemed to limit the negotiating power of Shas leader Aryeh Deri, who is working with the Prime Minister to reach an agreement by which Haredi men not studying Torah full-time will be eligible for conscription of some sort, along with other Israelis. The letter negated the stance taken by Interior Minister Moshe Arbel of Shas, who said during a podcast that ultra-Orthodox leaders need to show courage and declare that those whose status as full-time yeshiva students has been revoked and who are eligible for conscription must be part of those bearing the burden. The letter stated, no Haredim should join the army under any circumstances. Thousands of Haredim protested against conscription on Thursday night and earlier in the week in smaller protests. The IDF says it has recently seen a massive spike in women joining combat units. According to data from the first week of the military's March to April draft, the turnout for female troops in combat units was 157%, meaning 57% more than it had initially planned for. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.